We've had a salty winter in Boston, as the barrage of snowstorms has meant a barrage of road salt. And all that salt doesn't just stay on land. It eventually washes into local streams, where it hurts freshwater ecosystems. WBUR's Jesse Remedios reports now on why this problem has no simple fix.
A three-story tall gate creaks open and reveals a warehouse filled to the brim with brown crystals. It's a mountain of rock salt.
We filled this shed this past week.
TJ Shea is what some might call a snow fighter. As the city of Cambridge's superintendent of streets, it's his job to keep roads dry all winter long, using this salt at Cambridge's public works facility in Denehy Park. There's more than 1,000 tons of it here, equal in weight to about 9 blue whales. But Shea says it won't last long.
No, this is a couple storms worth, depending on the event and the duration.
That's a lot of salt. And by the end of the season, almost all of it will end up in our rivers and streams.
I'm not sure I would have known that many years ago.
That's Andy Hersina, a scientist with the Mystic River Watershed Association. He says road salt has toxic effects on freshwater ecosystems. It's been known to kill plants and animals in places like Wisconsin, Illinois, and Colorado. Now, he stands beneath a busy bridge on the snowy banks of Alewife Brook in Cambridge to try and figure out what's happening here in Massachusetts. He calls what he's doing guerrilla water quality monitoring.
Watch your step.
Hersina hauls a cinder block connected to a digital water testing device out of the stream.
It's a little heavy.
He hooks it up to his laptop.
There's an optical port on this thing.
And checks out a graph that spit out almost immediately.
You can see this spike in the black line.
The spike shows a huge rise in salt levels over the past 2 days, thanks to a rainy day earlier in the week that washed all the nearby road salt into the brook. Andy has tracked the brook's salt levels for a year now, and this is just another data point that he hopes will spark an important conversation in and around Boston.
So can we reduce in some smart collective way the use of road salt?
Richard Chase works with the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. He says we've known about the problem for a decade now, and salt reduction is a significant concern anywhere there is snow and ice, not just because of salt's impacts on aquatic plants and animals, but also because it can get into our drinking water.
It's a problem that doesn't have easy solutions. It's not going away. We need to have safe roads.
Policy specialist Catherine Lang with the Massachusetts Rivers Alliance explains why there's no quick fix.
We don't have like an alternative that's fantastic and that we can use at scale. I think pilots are like a great option.
Like one in Cambridge that uses a brine mix of water and salt purified in the sun instead of that mountain of rock salt I mentioned earlier.
We are saving salt, we're saving resources, we're saving our environment.
That's TJ Shea again, the snow fighter. Shea stores his brine in massive water tanks just outside the rock salt warehouse. Brine works the same way as the rock salt. Trucks pour it on the road before a storm, and then it melts snow that hits the ground. But brine uses a quarter less salt than the standard rock salt. And
it's obviously a lot cheaper of a product. We make it ourselves, so the savings that way.
Shea started using brine in 2019. After seeing its success in nearby towns like Newton and Wellesley. This year, brine will de-ice a third of Cambridge's streets. Shea hopes to raise that number to 100% sometime soon, but he needs more trucks equipped to pour the brine. Until then, residents will continue to hear the familiar crunch of salt with their snow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jesse Remedios.